No, 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 no.
I wonder if that brought any nostalgia to anybody. Sorry, I was just getting my microphone to work. Today is Tuesday, February 25th, 2020. That's funny. Have you guys ever realized that? Because I've never realized that. How and you know, are so similar, you know, and a lot of people resort to as filler, you know, and it's funny because isn't it so close to like having every noun in the English language, right, or in the human language, you know, A E I O U, I don't know how it is, but I do I do want to thank everybody for tuning in today. I want to think about something I can talk about that's not related to work, but just to brush up on work. You know, I missed a lot of work last week due to illness, you know, and just stress in general, you know. Probably should be better this week, but yeah, last week I was just out of it, you know, and, you know. Whatever, I'm a lot more, you know, stress-free. It's easy to build up a lot of stuff that you need to take care of, and I was able to do some of it while I was off, you know, but I don't know, it's just, I'm still annoyed of the place, but it's nice to see people respect you. And you know how you could go on this hiatus and then people still and literally miss you. You know, I went on a hiatus during when the executives in my company were renovating basically all their offices, and regardless, I was still able to seemed to help in a way because of my absence. They were able to contrast how much better of an experience it was having me there. It's just my colleagues don't really have a customer service oriented mentality when they serve their customers, you know, and I had a lot of mostly customer service experience before I went to the information technology field, you know, so going into the field, I already had the skills necessary to make it within the customer service industry, whether that be, you know, a call center agent or a cashier at a grocery store, right? Like, I've had already developed those skills necessary to cooperate with people, you know, to solve problems, you know, whether that be checking out, figuring out what their price is, you know, answering their questions they had, you know, whatever it was, there's a customer service aspect, and I was always trained on that, so it's almost instinctively that I have these traits, right, at this point in my life, after having, you know, probably around 10 years of work experience. And my colleagues never had that, you know, they always had privileged positions because of their, you know, the people they know, nepotism, you know, they've always gotten a helping hand, And now they're in the position where customer service is key, you know, but they aren't willing to scoop that low. You know, they feel it's beneath them. Or it's the other way around, where they feel that it's... you know, they feel like it's beneath them, but they also feel like they only want to, they know how to do it, you know, they're not dumb guys, they just only want to help certain people that they like, you know, they're greedy, they're selfish, you know, they spend hours on the phone, you know, taking personal phone calls. You know, I'm over here busting my ass, you know, stressed out because I'm having to, you know, do double duty, multitask, get things done. And then I look over at the people, like, in other cubes, you know, and they're looking, like, at Google Maps, you know, browsing Google Maps. Cutting their nails, you know. I haven't seen them cut their toenails yet, but, you know, it doesn't mean it hasn't happened. Because I've heard them, you know, cut their nails, you know, and it's funny how they get annoyed because I have a mechanic, you know, when I had... Before I had a mechanical keyboard, now I have one again just to annoy them. But before I had one, and, you know, they were getting annoyed by it and making, you know, they're making comments, but they're being, what's the word? They're doing it shady in a way where, you know, they were obviously annoyed, but they weren't saying it directly. You know, they were being very indirect about it. I know there's a term for it, but I can't recall it right now. But yeah, I know. I don't know. I got greeted by the CEO yesterday, which was really, really a good experience, you know. He called me out. I was just talking to someone else, you know, and it always feels nice to be appreciated by the very top guy, you know, paying the bills, making sure I have a seat at the end of the table, you know, and it really makes me feel great, you know. You know, so I don't fear for my job, you know. I always have the anxiety. I did before, but... I don't know, it's just tough, because I feel like there's some loyalty on both ends, but I just don't like it, you know, and I want to be compensated more, and I think I've voiced my opinion, and I want, you know, I might get something, I don't know, if I don't get anything, you know, either way, I'm grateful, you know, it was a great experience, and 3 years is a lot, you know, it's a long time, you know, and I'm more than willing to stick around a lot longer, you know. It's just that it's a tougher rune. Super tough. And I don't know why I said that. That's kind of geekish. But whatever. Just whatever came to mind. Saying I'm a lot this episode. That's probably will be the title. I'm just really forgetful right now. You know, it's 33 degrees. It's a nice sunny day, beautiful day. The sun's out. Annoying guy is going to be off today, so that's a relief. And annoying guy was off yesterday. Another one, so, you know, I've had a couple of good days back, you know, it made it easier to ease in, into, you know, coming back. I always hate coming back, you know, saying hi to these guys and whatnot, walking through, you know, it's just annoying, and then, like, I'm always getting called out to do stuff. I always have to walk around, walk through, and see what they're doing. La 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 la. But yeah, there's hiring. They're hiring someone. So, you know, I'm not gonna go out there and pursue anybody at this point. But you know, hopefully, with the roll of the dice, we'll get someone, you know, a heterosexual male who grew up, who's a '90s kid, who's a tech whiz. Not that there's anything wrong with anybody else, but you know, I want to rub elbows with my homie after work and maybe drink a beer every once in a while. You know, I don't think that's too much to ask for. But here we are. I'm almost to work. I appreciate anybody who tuned in to listen. I watched the Jazz game yesterday. I guess we can talk about that a little bit. The Jazz lose to the Phoenix Suns. Can you believe it? Like, what the flip? Like, how do you lose to the Phoenix Suns and let the... your ex-point guard, your ex-girlfriend, make a fool out of you, Jazz? You're so silly. Like, Ricky Rubio played like John Stockton. Had, like, 5 steals, 10 assists, 11 assists, you know, 28 points. He was actually hitting his threes. You know, he played perfect. And, they lost big time, you know, and Mike Conley was underwhelming, you know, and you know, I have high hopes for him. Honestly, I do. I just, I wasn't the most happiest when I heard about that. You know, it kind of felt like a salary dump in a sense. You know, he's just getting up there in years, you know, and I know it's not that as bad when you're a point guard to age as you age, because you're usually shorter, you're skinnier, you have less, you know, you have less issues on your joints and whatnot. Typically speaking, you know, point guards have a lot of longevity in the NBA if they can be serviceable. More than, you know, forwards, you know, who by their role take more wear and tear on their bodies, or a center who just by their size takes more wear and tear on their body, you know. But yeah, so the Jazz lost. How could you embarrass the Jazz? That, you know, I don't even think the Suns are in playoff contention, you know. And I don't know how I think it was the Clippers and the Grizzlies, who are like 8th seed, how they ended up. But the Grizzlies have one of the easiest schedules closing out, you know. But they lost last night. It was seeming, I don't know if they caught up, but it was ever getting abolished. It was like 20 to 50 when I stopped watching. But that was just an estimate. I don't know the actual score. But yeah, the Utah Jazz, Ricky Rubio slaughtered his ex-team and made a fool of the Utah Jazz. And the Jazz, you know, they have to compete for a playoff spot. You know, and I'm not sure if they're strategically trying to play a specific team, you know. So I don't know if they are strategically losing certain games, but this was not a game to strategically lose. Like, I feel like they almost could have gotten away with giving players less minutes, you know, and in this game and still winning, you know. And I didn't pay a lot of attention when it was all said and done, as far as how the game was, because, you know, to be honest, I was paying attention to it half-ass. You know, I wasn't really concerned about the score. You know, I was just tired, kind of depressed, and just playing Pokemon. You know, that's gotten me through a lot lately. You know, I got back into it after a couple years, you know, and it's been fun, you know, walking around more and all that jazz. But anyways, I'm here at work. I'm gonna go ahead and let you guys go here. Let me go ahead and just get ready for to walk into my building. There's like a lot of noise on the car or something. Anyways, thank you guys for catching the Upholstery Show today, and bye bye.